mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his
all
mouth.
All fired up this morning. Lots of stuff to talk about. But I have decided I have a new enemy. A new foe. So you guys know that for a very, very long time, my number one power rankings enemy of the neighborhood has been the leaf blower. Goes back to COVID times.
Yeah.
I'd be home doing some hits for ESPN from the comfort of my office, like most people during COVID times. And my neighbors, they love them, their lawns. And they'd be out there with the leaf blower.
You live in the suburbs, yes, Jen. Like, right. I mean, this is one of those things 100%. That you live in the suburbs, you got a suburban dad next to you, guess what he's going to love?
100%. They're all retirees. You know, they got lots of time.
Is that the same person as don't put your poop in my trash bin?
No, that's different. That's in the back loop. That's far. No. Okay. This is right across the street. And the leaf blower, right? Over and over and over again. And the problem with the leaf blower is they're the electric ones, so they stay on, and then you hit the button when you want to blow, so you got the varying levels of the noises. So you got the regular, and then you got the... So I'd be doing my stuff, and the leaf blower would go, and I was like, it'll be over in a second, right? How long can it take to blow the leaves?
Again, you live in the suburbs. There's some pretty big properties
out
there, Jen.
Turns out hours of leaf blowing. So that's when it became my enemy number one. Public enemy number one, the leaf blower. Well, we got a new candidate, ladies and gentlemen. We got a brand new candidate to the enemy of the neighborhood. And it is this.
A helicopter?
I wish. It is the wood chipper. It is the wood chipper. So this weekend on Saturday, guys, we got our neighbor across the backside, right? We're lucky we have some woods behind our house, which I love. Privacy, and I love the wildlife. You know, you see the deer out there, you see the turkeys out there, occasionally a little coyote will sip its way through.
Less than ideal, but okay.
And they have started cutting down their woods on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
So what was 2 yards full of woods is now down to 1 yard of woods, ours. So I can see through to their house now, which is already awkward, but whatevs. But all day Saturday, wood chipping away. Had some friends over. Kids were playing in the yard. Wood chipper was the soundtrack to our activities. So finally at about 5:30, I go, we got to get out of here. Right? Like the sound. As you listen to it right now. Like, and this,
oh,
is,
this
just,
is soothing to Chewy.
Just so you know.
This is sound machine to Chewy. Chewy would fall asleep to this.
But this is just wood chipper on. This is not wood chipper engaged. Because you throw that stump in there. It's a whole nother level of wood chipper. So anyway, I was like, let's just go to dinner. Let's get away from the house. Let's just go to dinner. We go to dinner. We come back 7:30, still wood chipping. So now it's starting to get dark.
Yeah.
We're wood chipping away. 8 o'clock, still wood chipping. We got kiddos trying to put them down for bed. And we are catching all of the sound. It is just coming right through the backside of the woods, right into our living room, right into our kitchen. We were doing the Ace Ventura thing with the door. Remember when he does the display?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We were doing that just because it was so loud once you open the back door. So we kept it closed and we could still hear it. Long story short, Dario's like, what do we do?
All right,
well,
one
what
question.
Would you do?
Question. Is this a service that is doing it? Is there the owners of the house that are doing it?
Yeah.
The owners of the house.
Correct.
Okay.
So
keep going.
So first thing I did was I jumped over to Zillow. I was like, are these new neighbors? Are these new people? Sure enough, house sold. End of September. So yes, newer people. So we don't know them. I don't know these people. So Dario goes, I'm going to call the cops. I go, you can't call the cops on the neighbors. He goes, but it's been going on for 6 hours nonstop. But there are noise ordinance rules. Like,
which
you have
change
to,
at night. Yes.
Yeah, but if during the day, like, I mean, if you got to clear that out, especially because, all over Wisconsin, there's a lot of dead ash trees, right? You had the borash and everything. Yeah. So you got to a lot of times you have to clear a lot of that stuff out. Otherwise, it becomes a hazard to your property. So if they're picking a Saturday just to kind of clear it out, like there's you're just kind of stuck. I mean, again, calling the cops is extreme, and I hope that's not the route you guys went. But
well, Chew, what would you do?
I mean, what time did it go till? 9?
Well, at 8:30, Dario was like, I'm just going to drive over there. He's like, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to say we're on the backside. I'm going to say we got some kiddos who we're trying to put down for bed. Their bedrooms are on the backside of the house. I mean, it is just reverbing through our house. You know, we got no foliage right now. You got the bare trees, so everything is just pounding us. The wood chipper is just pounding our house. So he goes over there and he says, hi, I'm your neighbor on the backside. Nice to meet you. Just curious what time you guys thought you might wrap up the whole wood chipping. And the woman says, oh, you know, we assume at this point that they rented it. We assume it was rented for the day. So they're trying to maximize, you know, their time. And she says, we just bought the house. I was like, we know. We looked it up on Zillow. And she says, our daughter wants to get married in our backyard this summer. So we're clearing all of the woods so we can have this backyard area. She says, I know it's late. I'll tell my husband. So as Dario's leaving, he sees the husband. He does the whole thing again. Hey, I'm your neighbor to the back. And the guy says, give me 5 more minutes. Dario says, okay. Gets in the car, comes home. He says, "They're gonna 5 more minutes. I said, okay. Got the girls, their teeth are brushed. They're into bed. We're reading some books, doing all the things. How much longer do you think he went after the proposed 5-minute deadline?
45.
All right.
40 minutes later, that sucker shut off. At one point, we hit the spotlight, okay? After 20 more minutes of the thing, we hit the spotlight in our backyard that whoosh, shines into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I should have done Morse code, like 5 minutes my ass in dots and dashes. But what would you guys have done? I mean,
payback.
Yeah, Chewy would be plotting his revenge.
I would be out there at 6:30 and just have my lawnmower facing their property and then just leave the blade on. Oh, this bothers you? 5 more minutes. Just give me 5 more. Oh, yeah. That's payback.
I don't want to start out on the wrong foot with a neighbor that we share a property line with, you know? They're on the back side.
It comes back and forth.
So, again, I don't know what the right thing to do was. It did not get us the result we wanted, which was for the, you know, wood chipper to be off. So, yeah, I mean, 8:45, that thing finally went off on Saturday night.
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
over there, introduce yourself, I talk about the situation. The fact that they didn't meet the 5 minutes thing, like, it feels like 8 p.m. is probably the time you should stop all of that.
Because
there are people going to bed at 8 p.m., be it due to work. Be it
age,
correct, elderliness. I think you guys handled it the right way, and it's now on them. Now they were being not good neighbors. 8:45 is crazy.
Did Dario tell them that you have little kids?
He did. Yep.
And they still didn't care.
Yeah. I don't think they didn't care. I think he said she was very nice, and she said, like, here's the situation. We got this wedding, da da da. My husband's always wanted a yard. So we have a yard. Our daughter wants to get married in the backyard. And, you know, they're trying to clear. To your point, we got a lot of ash trees in our area. And, you know, rather than have them fall, it's better to get rid of them. But I got to be honest. Like, I'm watching my canopy. I'm watching the backyard just, like, whittle down. Right? If it used to be, again, I don't know. If it used to be 60 feet of woods between the back of our yard and the back of their yard, it's probably down to 20. Like, it's substantial. I can, you know, I can see through to their house now, and that makes me uncomfortable. So now I got to draw the curtains, you know, when I'm showering and stuff.
Just put some arborvitaes in. They grow fast.
What's an arborvitae?
Dewey's favorite plant.
They grow about a foot a year if they get some good sun.
Are they pine trees?
They look like a pine tree. It's a soft, but they grow real fast, and they give you very good cover.
Great privacy plants.
Great privacy, yes.
Okay, I kind of like that. So we're good, though, right? We handled it the right way. There was no wood chipper on Sunday. Nothing. But
they were trying to get through. Like you said, I'm sure you, as somebody who wants to save as much money and make things as cost-effective as possible, I'm sure there's a part of you that appreciated them trying to get as much done as they possibly could so it would cost them as the least amount of money possible. Because, like, I mean, who actually owns a wood chipper unless you, you know, own a, that type of company if you're a tree removal company? My guess is you had to rent that
thing. If you had to power rank the lawn tools, Chew, and I know you're a big fan of the mower and whatnot, but on the scale of annoyance...
Chainsaw.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One.
Okay, then.
It's just back and forth, back and... Yeah, chainsaws are very...
Okay. Then, is the leaf blower in your top five?
If it's... No, it's
depends
not,
upon the
love
time
my
of
leaf
year.
Blower. I use the thing probably every day.
The leaf blower?
I love my leaf blower.
You're leaf blowing daily?
Yes.
He's got time.
But I will tell you this. If you're leaf blowing daily, it's quick, right? Theoretically, it's like...
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yes, thank you. Fine. No
15
issues.
15 minutes.
Again,
top.
I understand that lawns require maintenance. I get that.
Well, all
it's
right, let me ask you this.
On and on and on and on.
On a Saturday... Yeah. What is acceptable the earliest time you should be able to cut your grass?
Yeah, I got to say 8.
Yeah, 7:38.
8 o'clock?
7:38.
7:30?
No.
That's early.
Huh? You're allowed to cut it as soon as the city ordinance says you are.
Which is what? Yes. Because, by the way, we looked that up on Saturday night as well. Just to see what the
what
rules.
Did you find out?
8 p.m. was the noise ordinance when you had
so they
to,
were
like,
past it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's when we felt like, okay, now we are well within our rights to say something. Now we're not just a bunch of busybodies.
Yeah, no, you did the right thing. That was... I'd still go with the payback, though.
Well, so I got a lot of people weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line saying, what is the date of that wedding again?
Yo-ho!
Guess who's mowing their lawn that day? You guys. I did
see,
ask.
Gabe doesn't seems... have that into
well,
in
no,
him.
Cause,
Gabe,
okay,
you don't.
Cause that, no, that's way too extreme. Like, okay, so what, you got inconvenienced for 45 minutes on a Saturday night, you're going to ruin someone's wedding day?
But again, this is...
You're going to ruin someone's wedding day.
Started at 1 in the afternoon.
So?
I'm just saying, it wasn't 45 minutes of inconvenience.
But between 1 and 8, he's allowed to do that. Between 1 and 8, he's allowed to do that. So you got nothing to complain about until 8:01.
Let me ask you this then. Any obligation, or maybe not obligation, but any idea that you just let the neighbors know, you give them a little heads up, like... Hey, guys, we're going to be dropping trees. We're going to be wood chipping all afternoon on Saturday. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Just, you know, like friendly, neighborly courtesy.
I mean, how many people you got to give a heads up to? You know, knocking door to door like Paul Revere? They don't have your number.
The surrounding
homes. Hop on the horse and start yelling through the neighborhood.
I would have taken a red lamp off the side of the house, okay? I would have taken something like that. Let's go out to the phone lines, 800-990-3776. Randy in a dump truck, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I got a neighbor like that and payback. Made the mistake of saying their daughter wants to get married in the backyard. Be vengeful, get him back. Don't be like Gabe and be a Karen and be Mr. Nice Guy. On that day, fire up chainsaws, anything you got, and make their life a living hell. But that's just me. That's just who I am.
Well, no, I mean,
and
come
I cut
on.
My grass at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh. Wait, you're the a-hole.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
You're on both sides.
Yeah.
You're the shipper.
You can't just do whatever you want and go, oh, hey, I'm going to ruin somebody else's wedding now.
Yes, I can. I pay taxes. It's
so
my house, my life.
So do they. They pay taxes,
my
too.
My compound.
They pay. Your neighbors don't pay taxes?
Yeah, I don't care about my neighbors. They've inconvenienced me. Hey, what can I say?
It seems
it's
like,
just me.
It seems
I'm that
like,
kind of neighbor.
Well, but it seems like you're inconveniencing them every time you fire up the lawnmower at 6:30 a.m.
I don't think Randy's allowed to use the words kind and neighbor in the same sentence anymore. I think you lost that privilege. Alex Wayne.
I get
saying,
to do... come on, Randy. You can't be, I get to do whatever I want, but you have to follow whatever
my
rules are.
It did fall apart there on him.
No, you can't go, I can do whatever I want, but everybody else has to do what I want as well.
Alex in the 920 Wayne. weighing in, saying usually a piece of equipment like that is a weekend rental at that point. Most places require to be returned by 8 p.m., so they probably had already paid for the next day anyway, could have finished on Sunday. Thoughts?
Or he could have moved it up from 1 to 8. He should have went probably 9 till whatever the math is.
What would you have preferred, 45 minutes there, or shut it down at 8? Only to have them fire it up again
the
next day.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Like once it went off on Saturday,
yeah,
I didn't want to hear it again, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday would have been...
Yeah.
It would have been worse.
Ruined the day.
Probably worse, right? Even if it was just for 45 minutes.
I got a lot of people out here saying, you gotta find out the date of that wedding and you gotta have a party in the backyard. You know, like, I had people who... I told a girlfriend of mine this. She goes, well, it sounds like you should rent a couple of those blow-up bounce houses and throw them in the backyard for the kids that day.
Especially now, since your backyard is more visible. There are ways to not really go out of your way and, you know, run a lawnmower next to their wedding, but... You could put something in the back
again,
there.
It's not the couple's fault, all right? You don't need to take your frustrations out on a neutral third party that had nothing to do with this.
You could spread some Milorganite the morning of the wedding.
That's stinky fertilizer, right?
It smells like juice. Sure.
Yeah, that is made of poo.
Well, you know me and Doodoo. Got a love-hate relationship. Jen, you better be getting an invite to that wedding. That's all I'm going to say. That from Ronnie in the 262. If not, let the neighbor wars begin. I'm not going to start a war with a neighbor. It was more of just like
I got a funny feeling a lot of people on the talk and text line are... Talking tougher than they actually are.
Power wash the house on the wedding day. That's loud and annoying and time consuming. I would put the power washer on there. That's another one that has an idle sound.
Yeah.
And then when you throttle it up, it goes to that next level sound. So for me, we got leaf blower on there. We got the wood chipper on there. I'll throw power washer on there. Chewy's got the chainsaw on there. What are some other sounds of the neighborhood that just irk you? Getcha. And again, we're not talking about short little stints. We're talking about prolonged use of the power tool, which was what was happening at our house on Saturday. Again, had a friend over, started around 1 o'clock, maybe 1:30-ish. I don't know. I just remember all of a sudden being like, what is that noise? And then looking over and going, oh, yes, some wood chipping, okay. And then at 8:45, finally, mercy, it went off.
I think any type of heavy sawing... an air compressor, if it, for whatever reason, is being used a lot, that running and filling the tank as it's actively being used, that noise can drive someone nuts, too. It feels like that's really the lawnmower, leaf blower are the leaders of the clubhouse.
Well, because
here.
Those are also going to be...
Sustained.
Yeah. And used
But
more
I also
often.
Think there is something, guys, about the up and down, right? There's, to your point about the wood chipper sound that Joshy was playing earlier, that's pretty, you know, that was like white noise at some point. But it's the up and the down and the unpredictability of it. Guys, I could feel my anxiety just like climbing by the minute, right? And we're trying to get the girls down for bed and they're like, what are we going to do here, Mom? Like the windows are rattling at this point. Ben weighing in saying, no need to rent a bounce house. I have three. One is a giant water slide. They're yours the day of the wedding. Look at our loyal listeners coming to my defense, wanting to help out with this one. 800-990-3776. Keep getting us your reaction. And we are power ranking those power tools in the yard. We'll probably put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. What's the worst offender? What's the one that just drives you crazy when the neighbor fires it up? Let us know. So much stuff to get to this morning. You probably caught the end of the Masters. We'll talk about that. Bucks win again. Did anybody see what Pat Connaughton's final line was in that game? Woo, doggy. And we are under 2 weeks to the NFL draft. We will continue breaking down the types of players the Packers typically pick when it comes to the NFL draft. Stick around. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
Exciting day here as well. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Today, launching the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. If you already had the Wisconsin On Demand app, if you have an Apple phone, it will update. Make sure you update it if you have an Android phone. And if you don't have the app, look, it's going to be super simple, super easy way to kind of, you know, listen to all your favorite shows. Listen live. So download the app today. And if you do, you have a chance to win an all-exclusive private tailgating experience during day 3 of the draft in Green Bay. Open the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out the contests tab, which is toward the bottom, and register for your chance to win today. Again, all you have to do is download the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How are you feeling, big guy, about the MRI?
It's starting to hurt now. I think I have mental issues. I really do.
Well,
gonna have to clip that.
Yeah,
for me?
That's that. I mean,
just hold on to it.
Yeah. I know. I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just a thing. It's something in my brain's telling me
something,
something is wrong,
buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Not seeing is your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the Carver's Talking text line this morning. Again, I'm not saying get off my lawn. I'm saying, after 6-7 hours of the wood chipper, it was really starting to, like, I could feel my anxiety climbing with each additional moment. And then, of course, we looked. The noise ordinance ended at 8 o'clock. That's when you have to, like, cease all, you know, I don't even know what the verbiage is, but just loud noises. And once we got past that, it was like, okay. And then it was the five-minute thing, right? Like, give me 5 more minutes. Okay, great, 5 more minutes, no problem. We got the kids in bed, we're waiting, and then it was like, 40 minutes later, that to me seemed excessive.
But also, when's the last time anyone that you know has said, hey, 5 minutes? And it actually meant 5 minutes.
This is an excellent question, but how many minutes do you give when someone says 5 minutes, right? Like, Chewy, what's
15.
Your threshold?
15.
Yeah.
15 seems fair.
45 is, I really don't care what you're saying.
45 tell me what to do. Is excessive. Yeah. But the second somebody tells you 5 minutes, whether it's your kid asking for 5 more minutes before they go to bed, 5 more minutes at their house, your wife telling you, hey, I'll be ready in 5 minutes, like all these different things. Like, I mean, anytime, any, so many situations, somebody says 5 minutes.
That felt targeted. You ever tell somebody you're 5 minutes away and you look at the GPS and it's like 12?
Oh, five minutes away? You haven't even left your, if you text me I'm 5 minutes away, I know you haven't left your house.
Well, I did it yesterday. Angie had an interview at 3:30, so I went with Angry to this beach place that we love going to, and she's like, where are you at? I'm like, just left. We're on our way. Yeah. Kind of a white lie.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a phrase that has gotten more people in trouble than the 5 minutes? Like, I'll be there in five. It'll be five more. Because it's almost never 5 minutes.
I'm five away.
Yeah. And you're, like, I imagine there's a lot of males and females out there whose partner have gotten mad at them because the word 5 minutes was used, and an hour later you come rolling through the door.
So again, I'm wondering, just like from a social moray standpoint, when someone says, I'm five out, what do you give them before you're like, okay, liar, liar, pants on fire? You know,
again,
are we all saying 15? Is that our general? We're saying, if you say 5 minutes out and you show up 15, we look at you like side eye, but it's fine. We get it.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends. Like, I have a friend that my wife and another friend will bet. Anytime this friend's coming over to the house, they have over-unders. They literally bet $1 to $5 on when she's actually going to be walking through the front door of wherever we're at. Because it's just kind of, oh yeah, just leave it now. Oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes. All right, she said 5 minutes. How long is it actually going to be?
And right? How, like, long is it typically? 20?
Closer to a half hour.
Yeah, I'd say closer to a half hour.
A mutual friend game?
Yeah.
Like, when me and Angie are getting ready to go out somewhere, and she takes a lot longer than I do, I said, tell me when you're 7 minutes out.
Okay.
So when she's 7 minutes from being ready, I can shower, do all my stuff in those 7 minutes.
I was about to say, what's the significance of the 7 minutes? What are you multiplying? But again, like Josh said, it works the other way around. You're out at the bar with your pals, you get a text, hey, when you coming home? Hey, I'm just finishing up this drink. It'll be 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
In reality, the drink had just arrived. It is a full drink, and you are not leaving in five minutes.
5 minutes goes fast when you're having a good time.
But I think we're also seeing that the range of 5 minutes is large, right?
Like, again, it depends upon the person.
If someone says 5 minutes, is there anyone who is ever actually 5 minutes out? Is there anyone in the history of the world? And maybe somebody out there will say, I do. I'm very honest. If I say I'm 5 minutes away, I am actually 5 minutes away.
Everybody's told that lie.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to the
phone
lines.
If you haven't told that lie, I don't know if I can trust you.
Dan in Slinger, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
Hey, you know, I I live out in the country, and a lot of times those county workers or those orange Osblender trucks are cutting tree branches from power lines, making, and most of the time they start at 8 in the morning, and there's sometimes I've seen them go till 5:30 at night. And a lot of times we have these weekend warriors where, you know, they work 10, 12 hours during the week, and they're trying to find a day to rent their equipment and find out that the rental thing that you're looking for has been rented twice. And they're waiting for the first guy to return the thing by noon, then you pick it up at 1, and then you're trying to beat the light or get all your work done because you're trying to deal with weather issues and all this kind of stuff, and you're planning. And, you know, I agree, you know, it should have been done by 7, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, I kind of tend to agree with Gabe for the most part. I mean, it's one day of the year. I mean, maybe we got to show some grace.
Absolutely. 100%.
Which is why we didn't call
the cops on the neighbors, guys.
Like, yeah, I mean, again.
You know, and this was like, you know, we're having a conversation, like, what do we do? You know, and how much longer before we go over there, right? And so we looked up the ordinance, and it's 8 p.m., okay? So we waited until after 8 p.m., thinking again, like, probably aware that it's a noise ordinance at 8 p.m. He's going to wrap things up. But, you know, at 8:15, finally, Dar's like, I'm just going to drive over. I'm just going to drive over there. I'm just going to introduce myself. And I think it went about as well as it could go. But Chewy, I think it was better for him to handle it than me, because at that point, even though I would have been hopeful that I would handle it gracefully, that doesn't come naturally to me. And my anxiety was climbing by the minute. I know I've said that already, but like, I could just feel myself getting more and more frustrated every minute it went on. And it was mostly because we're at bedtime, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to get these girls down for bed.
Yeah,
you know, they're all riled up, and now they can feel that I'm riled up. So it was just, you know, just trying to, like, put a cap on it, put a lid on it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I'm someone that doesn't like to be told what to do on my property, but I think, when you put kids into it, because, you know, I've had kids when they were little, and it's tough to get them into bed, especially when there's a chipper going on.
Chewy, you don't like to be told what to do anywhere you go, much less your property.
Well, I'll give you an example. You know, the fence.
Yeah.
We put the fence in this week with the neighbor, right? So me and Angie are out. I got a guy putting the fence together, just extending it all the way it needs
should have called your guy, Josh. Josh would have come down and done it.
So now he's outsourcing all of his things. He's got your dad coming down to do
the
electric.
Lights. Yeah.
He's got
Josh's
down,
a fence guy now.
Put fences in.
Then he texts Angie at about 3 o'clock, and me and Angie are downtown with friends having fun. And it says, there's an issue with the fence. If you could, no, there's no issue. Don't tell me what to do on my property. Okay. We didn't even respond to him, because this guy loves to tell us what to do with our property. And we're like, now we get the cold shoulder, which, thank you. I would have done this weeks ago if I got the cold shoulder.
Can you imagine
Chewy's just trying to fight with all his neighbors so he doesn't have to talk to them?
Chewy, I hope at some point you move to a place that has an HOA. I just want to hear your battles with.
I do. I have one.
Oh, really?
At the big house. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
really?
An HOA. They told me I couldn't paint my house when we first built it the color I did, and I laughed at them. I'm like, okay. And then it spilled over to the neighbor, because the neighbor's like, well, why? How did you do that? I'm like, I painted my house. I don't give a crap what they say. Because he wanted to paint his kind of a crazy color, which I said, just do it. What are they going to do?
I just imagine, like, the president of the HOA coming over, feebly knocking on Chewy's door, and trying to tell him what to do.
Folks weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line this morning. Ben in the 414 says, hey, happy 414 day, by the way, everybody. Here's one for you, Jen. Our garbage is picked up on Friday. Everyone knows how loud waste management garbage trucks are. Every week they come between 5 and 5:15 a.m. Woof. Woof.
I think that's when you just have to suck up.
That's
you're going to look the garbage people in the face and be like, hey, please stop doing this so early, even though you're going to be working 12 hours and picking up all the trash.
That's not going to go over well.
Have fun.
Best of luck to you.
It's just unlucky. It's unlucky that's where you are on the route. You know, like somebody's got to be the first house in the morning.
There's a lot of trash out there, right? It's not going to pick up itself.
Well, I told you guys the one time I mouthed off on the radio to the town town guy when he was, I thought he was putting too much sand on the roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a dump truck of sand right in front of my driveway. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that again.
Message received. Lesson learned.
Yes.
Can't fight City Hall, Chew.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Brian in Lake Mills. Brian, good morning. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick questions. Does the noise ordinance extend later into the evening for Friday, Saturday with the weekend? Should you expect a we're sorry gift coming in the next couple of days? And then won't their wedding last past 8 o'clock? So could you play that card as well, too?
A couple of things. Yes, the ordinance goes a little bit longer on the weekends. What was the second question?
The wedding. Yeah.
The second one was the sorry for the noise gift.
Yeah, no, I don't expect that. No,
I think especially since Dario approached it the correct way and introduced self, said, hey, we've got kids over here. How long can we expect? A bottle of wine with a bow. Thank you for dealing with us. We apologize. I think that would be a real classy touch.
Invitation to the wedding?
That's a little.
See, whenever we have a rager. Wherever, we always invite all the neighbors.
Well, that's how you get yourself into trouble. Then you've got this bloated list that you're angry about the time that once the party rolls around.
Yeah, and a wedding's different.
Yeah, like a wedding isn't the weekend rager.
Can you imagine me just like traipsing through the woods and like popping out like, hey, neighbor, happy wedding day. I remember when you were preparing for this. God, it looks so different. This is amazing. No, I would never. But I don't expect a gift either. Again, I think it went about as well as it could go.
Yeah.
Right? I think we, you know, but again, I'm just saying that we sat there and we went through the options. Like, what are our options for managing this situation? And of course, neighbors get tricky. You just never know, like, who's going to take what personally. You never know what's going to get under people's skins. You know, how would they know that the wood chipper until 8:45 would bother me? I wouldn't know that, you know? And so, again, I appreciate people who have said, give it a little grace. I think we did. I think we gave it grace. Mm-hmm. I think we handled it, and it turned out a pretty good little
situation. I think the only misstep is them going later than they said. And I understand that you're caught in a weird spot, but there are other ways to dispose of wood than the wood chipper. If you have to go through it, hey, we ran this for 6 hours. It's now nearly 9 p.m. We can cut it off. Like, there has to be some kind of... Yeah. You know, neighborly understanding there, I think.
All right.
Get yourself an axe.
Yeah.
A little bit of elbow grease. Start going to town.
Right. And have some fires in the backyard.
Yeah,
then,
right? Fine. A couple bonfires.
Paul Bunyan over here in his blue rocks. Knock out the woods. We'll take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. I am absolutely interested in Gabe's take on what went down at the Masters yesterday. I thought Rory was going to choke it away. I even texted
him. He did like three times.
Choking, and then he ended up winning the green jacket. We'll talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But before we do, guys, your state, your teams, your ESPN. It's the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. It's a customizable homepage. It's easier and it's quicker live listening. It's all your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The Wisconsin ESPN Wisconsin app, rather, is available in Apple and Android app stores right now. I actually downloaded it last night, gave it a little scroll through. Very user friendly. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the new ESPN Wisconsin app today, right now.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
gotten?
A little? No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be. That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Rory McIlroy is your big winner from the Masters this weekend, although boy, oh boy, did he try to give it away several times on Sunday. Gabe, what was your reaction to the weekend for Rory? Just the weekend as a whole, right? Like,
I mean, well, Saturday was fantastic, going into Augusta with a two-shot lead, but given his history in major championships over the last 10-plus years, you knew it wasn't going to be easy? I didn't think it was going to be that, where, again, he right away, just double bogey, gives up the lead. Now he's trailing after two holes. Suddenly he's back up, builds it a four-stroke lead, hits quite possibly one of the worst shots I have ever seen a professional hit in that situation, when he rinsed his wedge and hit it into the water on 13, and followed it up with one of quite possibly the best shots I've ever seen, just roping a draw into the par 5 15th. Like, he had different combinations of best shots and worst shots that I think I've ever seen. It's such a roller coaster ride over the course of 18 and then 19 holes, because they went to a playoff. It was as exciting and as exhilarating of a Masters in quite some time.
Chu, were you locked in?
Yeah, it was fine. Of course, it was a little too easy. There are too many chip-ins. I don't want to see chip-ins. Everyone's chipping in. Chip, 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 chip. I want to see pain. There wasn't enough pain.
What do you mean there wasn't enough pain?
No, it's
I wanted
so
more
much pain.
Pain.
What do you mean?
Rory delivered all of the pain.
I know,
to.
But the fact that he was chokey and good.
Bryson had some pain.
Did the other guys
Bryson
choke?
Bryson took the lead on hole two, and then, it's choking, not pain? Like, I don't know.
Also, the
Bryson
pain,
shot 75.
The pain happens on the green. Once you're on the green, that's where people are missing 3-4 footers and are being forced into bogey putts or more.
Except for Justin Ross, right? Rose. God damn it, Jen.
You got Chase Ross.
There we go.
I know a Justin Ross. That's why immediately my brain went into that. As soon as I said it, I was like, could we not talk about that kid? Rose, yes. What was his shot? Was it on 18, Gabe? Was it his putt shot on 18?
Yeah. His putt on 18,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Gabe, when did they go from in sudden death, going from 18, because they used to start at 10.
No, it's always
9
started,
or 10.
It's always started on 18, and then they go to 10 if it's a tie after 18, which is, I mean, a lot of people remember Bubba Watson's shot where he just, hooded and hooked up a wedge from trouble on 10. So they alternate, they start
on
18, and then they go to 10, and then back to 18, and then back to 10. They just kind of play that loop until they get a winner.
I think it was an advantage for Rory because he had just finished playing the hole, played it pretty well.
No, he didn't. He just made bogey to lose.
He bogeyed the tie.
What do you mean he played
it's
it
so
well?
Interesting that you say that, because Dario and I were debating that exact point, Chu, is who has the advantage right now. Rory is coming off of that hole where he did not play very well. Mm-hmm. He choked away the championship. He could have won it right there if he had been able to just lock it up on the 18th hole. And you've got Rose over there, who is now, was he at the driving range? Was he at the putting range? Where did he?
He was doing,
they had to golf cart him from it seemed like Tuscaloosa to get over there. Where, Gabe, you know the layout of the land.
Yeah,
where the heck was he?
Yeah, he was on the championship range, and then he was hitting some putts just trying to stay loose because he had finished so far ahead.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to do, whatever he could to stay loose. So then he's got to go from that all the way. 18 is nearly a 500-yard hole.
So
and
is
they
that
loop
a disadvantage then? Because, again, results notwithstanding, who was in a better position? I felt like Rory, from a mental standpoint, he's just coming off of that hole. Now, Dario said, but it's a do-over. He gets a do-over on a hole he didn't do very well. He said the second time you play a hole, he's like, you oftentimes play it better.
Well, but you got to you had a putt to win the Masters. At no point did Justin Rose have a putt to win the Masters. Rory did. And having that, and then, he had to go to scoring, had to do all that sort of stuff, and while that's going on, Rose is getting loose. Like, Justin Rose took a swing more recently than Rory McIlroy did by the time they went back and played the hole.
Yeah.
Gabe, who sets up the sudden death rules? Because it seems to be different for every tournament they play.
It is. So,
who sets that?
So, it's the Masters. They set their own rules. Like, everything else.
Every rule is their rule.
Yeah. Like, everybody else does an aggregate. Now it's three holes everywhere. Like, U.S. Open used to be 18-hole playoff, and they would play it on Monday. Now they just do three or four holes. Like, everybody does a three or four-hole aggregate. The problem with the Masters is, it's so early in the season, it has to be sudden death.
Yeah.
Because if they do three or four holes, you're going to run out of daylight, especially if they're tied after three or four holes. Like, you're just fighting daylight at that point.
I think the real advantage there is just Rory's a better golfer. That's if we want to talk about advantages, we've got one
guy, a better player.
Yeah, who hits the ball a mile and pulled off some of the most incredible shots we've seen in a long time at that course.
Well, and that was the difference in the playoff, wasn't it?
Yes.
Just his shot got what yeah, was it, 4 feet from the pin or something mm-hmm. like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he had a great wedge shot, but he also had the pretty much the same distance in regulation, and he threw it in the bunker.
And I mean, they've all played that course so much. They've mm-hmm. played it four times now on the weekend. Some of them five, six times, based on how much they're practicing and their routine is. Like you saw as we were coming down the stretch there. You saw, I mean, it was most noticeable with Rory because some of it was like double bogey, par, and then birdie. yeah. Like, and you know, he had gone every which way on these holes, and it just depended on which version of him showed up that specific hole.
And then, Gabe, one other question. That was not a Sunday pin on 16.
It was not. So they put it back.
What is that all about?
They put it back right in the honor of, that's where it was 50 years ago when Jack Nicklaus won. So they did it to honor Jack.
Okay. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like it down below. You
context.
Know?
I kind of figured that that's what they were going to do because it wasn't the typical Sunday location, but it was pretty close to what the Sunday location was on Thursday. And once they did that, I kind of figured it was going to be someplace
else. I'm also fairly certain they articulated that immediately after when they showed it on the broadcast, too. I definitely saw them talking about
it. Yeah, they had a whole vignette
there.
About it.
The
whole
nine
yards.
Vignette.
Yeah, listening is not my strong suit. I will fully admit
hand
that.
Hand in the air. Coming clean on that one.
Yeah, hey, look, hey, good on Chewy for admitting his flaws, you know? Yeah. Like, tip of the cap to the big guy.
I just love that this morning we're talking about it, and Chewy's like, way too easy. Yeah. Too easy. The course was too easy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know. It did what it was supposed to do, which was there was Sunday drama. And that's what we always want from the Masters. We want there to be a race to the finish. You want there to be guys in contention. I don't like somebody running away with it.
Boring. I don't either.
Yeah.
Gabe, what but was I like it around 2, 3, 4. Under.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay, just at the wrong tournament.
So, yeah, like when's the last time the Masters was that? Never in my lifetime.
I'm just telling you what I want.
You're looking for a different
throw
event.
Throw the rough out.
They don't really have rough there. And first of all, at Augusta, it's a second cut.
Yes.
Fans are patrons.
Used it right.
It's front,
like my buddy
first
who
night,
went
second
there,
nine.
Gabe, my buddy who went there for the first time is like, it's easy other than the greens. That's what he said.
Every
and
lie,
I believe him.
But there's no flat lie either, Chew, out there. Like, there's nothing flat. So everything's above your feet, below the feet, on an upslope, on a downslope. Like, there's no
famously
flat line.
Like the walk.
Yeah, that too. A lot of ups and downs.
It's just, like, Gabe, you'd have the best answer to this. When was the last time a major delivered in that way via star power and dramatics?
Whew. I mean, Tiger winning in 19 was different because it wasn't as dramatic by the end.
Right.
Because
Tiger
on 18 had a two-shot lead. He just needed to make a bogey. But, I mean, the lead-up to that, there was a lot of star power, but you didn't have that at the end. I mean, Sergio won that in a playoff in 17. Probably, I mean, but even by the time they got to 18 when Phil won the PGA in 21, him and Brooks going back and forth, but that was over by the time they got to 18. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a major with that much drama and that much on the line when you have someone on 18.
Yeah, it felt like it delivered all weekend.
Well, because
like
again,
it was appointment viewing.
Rory trying to win the Grand Slam. Rory trying to win at Augusta, you know, for the first time ever. Like, there were so many other storylines that went into it that made it that kind of, that much more dramatic.
Was this the 18th playoff at Augusta? Is that the number that you guys saw?
There something
were 17
like that.
Headed into this weekend, I think I saw.
Something like that.
And
been
Justin
a while.
Rose was involved in the last one in 2017 as well with Sergio Garcia. They were talking about that on the broadcast, just filling Chewy in because I'm sure he missed that part as well. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good recap for the Masters and Rory's big win. I know there are a lot of people who are very excited for him to get that monkey off of his back this weekend. We'll talk Green Bay Packers and more as we roll on right after this.
Need a new vehicle? Check out Ewald Automotive Group's spring into a new ride sales event. Over 1,500 new and used vehicles, low price guarantee on new vehicles as well. You can shop their certified best used cars starting at under, get this, $9,995. That ain't a typo. That's just a fact. Financing for everyone, no payments till summer with approved credit. Now is the time to upgrade with Ewald. It is always friendly people who treat you right with a great selection, low, low prices. And you know what's a great selection? Because they have 10 locations. It all starts at EwaldAuto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
On 94.5 ESPN. I let it go because I
like a lot of people out there are pretty happy for Rory McIlroy winning the Masters yesterday. Chef Ed says, so happy for Rory. When he double bogeyed the first hole, I thought, oh no, not another Sunday meltdown. Chewy, why did you have that reaction?
Because I'm America all the time.
So who were you rooting for? Scheffler?
Well, I mean, I don't mind Sweden. Sweden's okay.
What?
My guy.
Whoa. Guy. We can't make an exception right away. Like, at least
America,
you barely took
at least,
a breath. At least name a couple of Americans.
I like Ludwig von Ludwig. The only thing, and I have a problem with this. I'm just going to tell you, I have a problem with this.
Okay.
Because I didn't know him really until Gabe picked my guys against the Spaniard, which I lost, which is under protest, by the way. But Gabe's like, is he Sweden, Gabe?
Yeah, he's Swedish, yes.
So Sweden, Swedish. I like him, but I fully expected him when he's being interviewed to speak Swedish, not American. He had no accent. He had nothing.
He doesn't have an accent.
He doesn't have an accent, Gabe.
He sounds like he's from Sweden. If you've ever heard Ludwig talk, he sounds like he's from Sweden.
Just out of curiosity, does your Spaniard friend have a Spanish accent?
No.
Also, like, he went to college here, Chu. Like, he went to college in the States and played golf.
He does not have an accent, Gabe.
Dear Lord.
I wanted a heavy, thick.
Wait, you wanted to sound
Swedish
like the Swedish
accent.
Chef?
You wanted to sound like a character. Yeah.
Yes. There was another guy that.
Where is that guy from Grown Ups? The lifeguard from Grown Ups. Is he from Sweden? Oh no, he's from Canada. He's got that right. That high pitch.
That is nowhere near the same place.
I just was trying to think of what his accent is in that movie, and I thought that maybe what Chewy was expecting to hear.
I find it disappointing. Like Rory, he speaks like he's from Scotland.
He's from Northern Ireland.
Goodness.
There's another one. Not real good at geography.
I didn't realize that this was like a mandatory thing for you. If you're from somewhere else, you must sound like you're from somewhere else.
Yeah, if you're going to put that flag next to your name, then you better sound like you're from that country.
I mean,
Gabe. Yes.
This feels like you're grasping for straws for a great Masters that Gabe and I enjoyed, and you're just trying to throw a little damper on it.
Well, I lost. So.
Yeah, that's
also the Spaniard just takes advantage of you. He always ends up winning and gets the bat. Like, how did?
Well, that's because the Spaniard plays like the kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, the rules change frequently on the weekend to help the Spaniard.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
That's Chewy playing with the Spaniard.
Yes.
Sorry about it, big guy. All right, second hour of the show kicks off in 2 minutes. Stick around.